The album Illmatic is widely considered one of the greatest hip-hop records ever made. It's an eloquent look at life in New York City's Queensbridge housing project by the rapper Nas. Illmatic came out more than two decades ago. Now it's getting new life on PBS's Great Performances with the National Symphony Orchestra. Even in that formal setting, you'll hear a lyric that might offend. NPR's Ted Robbins has more.
It might seem a little incongruous for a rap album to be played by an orchestra, but it was Nas who brought the project to PBS. And he says symphonic music, opera, and hip-hop, they're all connected.
Music is music. There's no barriers, really, with music. I look at that as old hip-hop from centuries ago. It was the hip-hop of his day.
The concert was recorded at the Kennedy Center in 2014. The album came out 20 years before. It was Nas's debut, an intense take on life in the project. Nas's father is a jazz musician, and that influence is strong.
This is his horn part right here he wrote. Can we hear the horn?
The good, the bad, I wanted it all on that record. You know, I didn't leave no stone unturned when it came to making a good album. I wanted to give my very best, and I think people can appreciate that, or they can see it, sense it, smell it, taste it with that record. It was like raw.
Nas is now in his 40s. He usually performs in t-shirts, hoodies, sweatsuits. But here, he's on stage in a tuxedo.
I feel good up here.
I felt older, you know, I felt a lot more mature. I felt a lot more experienced, cultured, seasoned.
The Illmatic broadcast is interspersed with old photos and new interviews, including National Symphony conductor Stephen Reinecke, who says he was challenged.
Because this was the first time me as a classical orchestra conductor was going to branch out into the realm of doing, you know, hip-hop music and rap music.
The orchestration, beats, and melodies are rich, but Illmatic is really acknowledged as a masterpiece of lyrics.
What up, kid? You know this rough after you slid. When the cops came, should have slid to my crib. Get black, no time for looking back, it's done. Plus, congratulations, know you got a son.
It can be tough on first listen to catch it all, but Great Performances executive producer David Horn says they opted not to use subtitles.
I think it's just, they would just blaze by so fast that you wouldn't be able to see them.
Horn says people can record the show, look up the lyrics, or turn on closed captioning. He knows the audience for Great Performances is older than the typical rap audience. But Horn hopes opera fans will tune in along with Illmatic fans. Nas says you'd be surprised who watches PBS.
I grew up watching PBS, and I certainly learned a lot watching PBS. So maybe there's something to be learned about this on multiple levels. There's something that can be learned about the things I'm saying, or just these two different worlds colliding together. I learned from PBS, so I'm now teaching on PBS.
It ain't hard to tell. The mic is contacted. The mic check is life or death. Breathing a sniper's breath. Exhale the yellow smoke of Buddha through right to step.
Class starts Friday evening. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
Hit the earth like a comet. Invasion. Nas is like the Amazon. In my physical, I'll express through song. Delete stress like Motrin.